Brethren, we worship an awesome God. From the very beginning of time, God embedded within his physical creation countless examples, shadows of spiritual truths meant as object lessons that point directly to his eternal plan and his purpose. Some of these examples happen every day, yet they go unnoticed by most of the world that really takes it all for granted. Every morning across the world, a nearly identical scene takes place. An alarm blares. A phone vibrates on a nightstand as the morning sun pierces through the blinds. We wake up with a groan and a stretch. We brush off the haze of sleep, and we swing our feet over the bed, and we start, prepare to start our new day. We make our coffee, we gather our thoughts, and we begin to walk towards our demands of life. And for most of us, waking up is the most ordinary event of the day. It is the byproduct of a long day of physical and mental exhaustion. But what if waking up is not meant to be a routine at all? What if every single morning, when our eyelids are finally open and the breath fills our lungs, we are experiencing a quiet yet profound lesson? A lesson that has been written directly into our human biology by Almighty God. God did not just design humanity to require 8 hours of complete unconsciousness every night just so we could recharge our physical batteries. Of course, that is important. But he designed our need for sleep as an integral part of our biology in order to remind us of his plan and his purpose for us every single day. Every day we are awakened by his grace, which is the title of today's message, Awakened by Grace. Brethren, throughout Scripture, it's made clear that sleep is a daily rehearsal of death, and waking up, a daily rehearsal of the resurrection. Science tells us that waking up is a mechanical process triggered by our brains. Our eyelids open, our bodies begin to respond, and just like that, our day begins. Yet Scripture reflects a different reality. In Psalm 3:5, and you can write this one down, Psalm 3:5, King David writes, "I laid down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me." Brethren, David understood that falling asleep and waking up is not just a biological process. Let's consider for a moment the context of David's words. David was not resting peacefully in a plush bed when he wrote these words. He was fleeing for his life from his son Absalom. Thousands of enemies had surrounded him. Terror was at his doorstep. Yet in the middle of his mortal danger, David lay down. He closed his eyes and slept. And by the grace of God, he woke up. But how was it that David, with all these challenges, was able to sleep at all? If anyone had a reason to lie awake at night in panic and terror, it was David. Instead, with so much turmoil surrounding him, he basically tells us that he laid down and slept. Brethren, lying down was David's act of total surrender and trust. When we go to sleep, we yield control. We become as helpless as a body in the grave. Psalm 3:5 highlights the exact moment God steps in. He sustains us through the dark, and he brings us back to life in the morning. David understood this truth, which is so easily forgotten in the rush of our modern lives. We do not wake ourselves up. The Lord sustains us. David understood that it wasn't an army or his strategy or his own strength that kept his heart beating through the night. It was the sustaining hand of Almighty God. Each morning we emerge from the shadow of death and are given a glimpse of a resurrected life. Brethren, to understand the miracle of waking, we must first understand the mystery of sleep. And throughout history, throughout the Holy Scriptures, God repeatedly uses sleep as a euphemism for human death. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13. First Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13. When the Apostle Paul addresses the believers in Thessalonica regarding those who have passed away, he says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus." But why was Paul inspired to use the word sleep to describe the physical death for a believer? Because to the child of God, death is not permanent. Death is not a dark, endless void. Death is merely a temporary resting state, a night of sleep where we wait for the glorious morning and the voice of our Savior. Consider what happens when we go to sleep. We lay down in our beds in the very same posture of the grave. We lay down our plans and our defenses and our strength. In sleep, we produce nothing. We earn nothing. We protect nothing. We enter a state of total vulnerability and unconscious powerlessness. We can't even keep our own hearts beating or our own lungs breathing. We yield total control over to our Creator. Every single night, when we pull up the covers and we close our eyes, we are practicing that posture of dying. We are acknowledging, whether we realize it or not, that we are mortal and cannot sustain our own existence. We surrender control to God, to the God of the universe, trusting that while we lie unconscious, the one who shall neither slumber nor sleep will hold our world together. But brethren, if sleep is the shadow of death, then what is the morning? For the morning is the triumph of light over darkness. The morning is the quiet declaration that God is not finished with us. Consider what the prophet Jeremiah writes. In the middle of all of the calamity and all the utter destruction that was taking place around him, in Lamentations 3:22, you can write this one down. Lamentations 3:22, he says, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Notice that God's mercies are not described as being renewed annually or monthly or even weekly. They are renewed every morning. But why morning? Because sunrise is the rhythm of resurrection. When our alarms ring and our brain transitions from darkness to consciousness, an invisible act of divine mercy takes place. The God who spoke creation into existence looks upon our bodies and decrees, "Arise and live another day." And as our consciousness flickers on and our hearts continue pumping and our lungs continue breathing, it is important to remember we do not earn the morning. We did not work for it while we slept. It was handed to us purely as an unearned gift of grace. Just as Christ left the cold, dark tomb in the early morning hours, stepping into the garden, so too does God call us out of the darkness of our beds into the marvelous light of a new day. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us, then every physical awakening should be a reminder of the ultimate call that awaits every believer. One day, brethren, one day the final trumpet will sound. The darkness of the grave will shatter. The voice of Christ will pierce the silence, and those who sleep in the earth will rise, not to face a temporary workday, but to step into eternal life. And this brings us to a critical question, a question that we should be considering today and every day. What good is it if God resurrects our physical bodies every morning, but our spirit remains fast asleep? Let's turn to Romans chapter 13 and verse 11. Romans 13, verse 11. Romans 13, verse 11. Let's consider this urgent warning from the Apostle Paul in Romans 13, and verse 11. Here Paul says, "And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Here, Paul is writing to a people whose eyes are open, whose hearts are beating, and who are walking around taking care of their daily business. Yet he says, it is high time to awake out of sleep. It is entirely possible to be physically awake while being spiritually asleep, having a numbness to the presence of God, an apathy towards his holy scriptures, an indifference towards the sin that encompasses us, and a life that is on autopilot. If we are spiritually asleep, we will drift away, pulled by the currents of this world, simply going through the motions, attending church services without a fire or passion in our hearts, lacking awareness of the living Christ that lives in our lives. Brethren, as children of God, we must hear the trumpet call of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14. Please write that one down as well. Ephesians 5, 14. It says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. If Almighty God gives us the gift of a physical resurrection every morning, how can we choose to walk in a daily spiritual slumber? Our daily physical resurrection demands a daily spiritual response. Let's turn to our final scripture, Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Romans 6 and verse 4. Brethren, the scripture teaches so much about the resurrection in our lives. And here, Romans 6:4, Paul is reminding us of something very important. He says, therefore, we were buried with him through the baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life every morning. Every morning we stand up out of bed, we are given a fresh opportunity to walk in that newness of life. Yesterday's failures, yesterday's stumbles, yesterday's regrets were buried in the dark of the previous night. But today is a clean slate under the blood of Jesus Christ. So how do we apply this to our daily lives? Well, it's pretty simple. We just have to change our morning routines. Before we grab our phones, before we check the headlines, before we review our schedules or worry about the troubles of this world, let our very first conscious thought be a prayer of thanksgiving to the Creator of the universe. Acknowledge the resurrection power that brought you out of your sleep. Prepare your breakfast, not just with physical food that sustains our bodies, but the spiritual word of truth that prepares our hearts and minds for the challenges of the day. Set your sights upon the miracle of grace and love that God has purposed for each of us. Brethren, every sunset is a reminder that our earthly lives are finite. Every night is a reminder that we must lay down our strength and trust in our Creator. But every morning, every single sunrise, we must remember God's persistent and quiet whisper, I am the resurrection and the life. Until that glorious day when the sky rolls back and Christ returns to awaken his saints forever, let us not sleep as others do. Let us live as people of the morning. Let us walk in the light, clothed in the armor of God, rejoicing every time our eyes are open to this brand new day. Let us give thanks to God for the daily miracle of our rising again, awakened by grace.